And welcome back. And I know, guys, we've been talking a lot about a lot of new cool projects that have happened on Camp Ripley, but I think one of the most unique and probably one of the most progressive from the Army is the childcare that is being provided now at Camp Ripley. So, and we just found out yesterday that our third childcare facility is being opened up. So this past year, we opened up two childcare facilities and one is opening up next week. So we're super excited about that. And, you know, coming from a guy that doesn't have a family, I still think this is such an important thing to have, because a lot of our soldiers are people that have families, that have kids. And for the workers at Camp Ripley to be able to be near and close to their kids if something does happen, and we are calling it, you know, the safest daycare in the world. I mean, it's behind the pretty big walls, so no kids are getting lost on Camp Ripley.
Right. Yeah, and it's a big effort, and I think that it has impressed a lot of our folks, a lot of our soldiers and airmen, and our full-time staff. It was an initiative through Guard Bureau, you know, earlier in 2024, and it was spelled out initially as just for drilling soldiers, but you know, the logistics behind that and the circumstances, you know, had opportunity for advancement, and I think Camp Ripley took that and ran with it. So now it's available full time for our full time staff and for any training units that are coming in here.
Yeah, and I mean, Sergeant Newbix, me and you went over there and we did some stories with them. We took some photos. I mean, the look on those kids' faces—they just seem so happy. And the buildings were redone and they look beautiful over there.
Yeah, the facilities look really, really nice, and I think you could tell that the kids knew that their parents weren't far away. They were looking right out the windows looking for their parents, and then instead of, you know, after work, now you're waiting 45 minutes for your families to come and pick you up. It's a two-minute drive from work to your kid. And I think the daycares we're talking about, throughout the day, they have systems set up to set reminders to the parents and push notifications saying, hey, you just had lunch. You know, and I think it's just a really good program to keep the parents in the loop while they're working here at Camp Ripley, and just makes life a lot easier and more relaxed. And I think it's a really, really good opportunity for Camp Ripley to provide that for those parents.
And it's also really cost efficient. I mean, right now you're saving thousands of dollars every single year, and you're providing a very convenient location for soldiers to drop off their kids and pick them up. Like you said, you don't want to be waiting 45 minutes or an hour after work to go get your kid and try to pick them up in a snowstorm when, hey, you know, snow's coming. Hey, my boss, let me go. I can go pick up my kid. I can get him home safe and sound.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a big effort. And you know, I think that on the outside, somebody will probably look at this as the Army going in kind of a softer way. It's more of a direction of focus for a more efficient way. So when you don't have to worry about those things at home, you don't have to worry about the hot water heater breaking on for your spouse while you're deployed, or you don't have to worry about where you're going to put your kids while you're going to work and things like that, somebody caring for your family. Those things help you focus differently on your job, on your skill set. And it's a force multiplier for us, for that provision to be available and make our soldiers and airmen more ready to go.
Exactly. I think you hit it the head right on the nail. I mean, so, like you said, some people will look at this in a certain way, but from a leader's perspective, if I know, or just even if I was a parent, if I knew my kid was safe and sound, I'm focusing on my job 100%. I mean, there's no distraction then, right then and there.
You know, another thing that's coming up, you know, through our different projects and whatnot is our communication efforts, right? So like I've mentioned before, it's important to be a good neighbor and to be able to access the community, you know, communicate with them, again, our transparency, and then our efforts back and forth and whatnot. So our existence and whatnot comes from the community. So if we can't, you know, interact with them, then we're kind of missing out on an opportunity. So I have always tried to encourage, and like any of our listeners out there, I encourage your communication and a little bit of back and forth. If there are stories about Camp Ripley, or if there's memorabilia that you have, or things you want to share, or photographs, even anecdotal stories, you know, folklore or legends again, or factual history, you know, we'd love to hear about it. We'd love the opportunity for you to reach out to us and do that.
Yeah, I think this is one of the great things about this format, is that we're able to actually connect with our listeners and connect with our viewers out there. And if, like you said, if they want to provide anything to us, how can they reach us, Mr. Housie?
You know, there's multiple ways. Of course, you know, you can look up our different email addresses and things like that off of the Minnesota National Guard websites, or just by, you know, Googling Camp Ripley. We do have social media platforms out just about everywhere. You can find information about us, or you can reach us through, you know, the phone number at my desk. You can call me right at my desk. It's 320-616-3122. I'd be happy to listen to you, or you know, point you in the right direction. Of course, everything that we'll have, you know, we'll document and share with the museum, and you know, be happy to do that.
Yeah, and we'll make sure you get the credit for that too, if you do call in and listen to us. So, Sergeant Newbanks, we got a couple minutes left here. Is there anything else you really want to let the viewers know before we let you go?
No, I'm just really excited to start off this podcast. I think it's a really cool event and a really cool thing to get started. I've never been a part of a podcast before, and I think this is something that's going to be really beneficial for Camp Ripley in the future.
Yeah, we're going to push out these links and get everybody to follow through our Divids page and the different platforms that they stream their podcasts through, their different social media platforms even, and just, you know, listen to what we have.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Housie, Sergeant Newbanks, I really want to thank you guys for coming on the show today. I know this was our first time doing this, so we're super excited to continue to do this weekly. I know that we'll be uploading this to our Spotify. We'll also be uploading anywhere where you can get your podcasts, our Facebook channel, as well as our YouTube channel. If you feel like you have any information that you want to bring to us or the Camp Ripley team, feel free to reach out to us at MinnesotaNationalGuard.com. You'll find Camp Ripley. And I just want to say thank you to all the viewers for listening today, and have a great rest of your day and enjoy your weekend.